currently the engineering caucus leader, and there have been some substantial and drastic changes made to the appointments for many of the faculty in the College of Engineering. And there's been a drastic change made to the appointment allowances for faculty in the College of Engineering. And we don't know whether they're justified or not because there wasn't any consultation. There was no discussion with the faculty. We were told 2 days before the implementation of this change that this would occur. There was not really any discussion with anybody. It was just a mandate. And it's huge because now no faculty will be permitted to have a 12-month appointment. They are only permitted to have a 9-month appointment plus a 3-month appointment. They are not allowed to accrue vacation any longer. They are allowed at the University of Sweet Graces as the 9-month rule that permits them to have every day off when the students are not permitted to be on campus, but I find it hard to believe that the college expects their most productive faculty not to be on campus for the entire month of the winter break so that our graduate students go with no help whatsoever. There are some faculty for whom this is not a problem and it won't affect them, but there are some that it's going to drastically impact. But the biggest concern for us is there was no consultation with the faculty whatsoever. The department heads got a heads up on this about 6 hours before we were told. And this was 2 days before the change came. So faculty, 3 weeks before that, were getting emails, use up your vacation because you're going to lose it. And then they get a letter that said, okay, all the vacation that you have, we're going to pay you off for it, and then you're never going to get vacation again. And again, for some people, this may be great, awesome, fine. For some people, it's a huge problem. For those who are very productive faculty, who are here constantly, who need to have that vacation time. And there's a huge concern with our faculty that we're going down the slippery slope because we're getting mandate after mandate in our college, I'll be honest with you. And this is the one that has really got all the faculty exercised. So we're going to have a couple of our caucus members speak, but we're going to propose an emergency resolution that I sincerely hope all of you will consider supporting. Because it has been indicated to us that this is a plan that's for implementation across the university. I know that a couple of colleges have something that has been done similarly, but the way it was handled was vastly different. We were told about this, and then we were told, we'll figure out how to make it work if you have to be gone for a day, or we're going to figure all this out. So they came out with the frequently asked question answers after all of this happened. They hadn't figured out the implementation. And we've got some rather intelligent faculty members here. It would be really great if they could have been consulted to help discuss, maybe flesh out some of the problems and some of the concerns in the implementation. Again, it doesn't mean that the answer or the end result would necessarily have been different. But at least we would have reported the responsibility as faculty members and our right as faculty members to participate in shared governance, to be consulted on this instead of insulted by being dictated to.